Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 800-259-5791. Your comments about, well, whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. Hundreds of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com, and they've plotted themselves on the freetalklive.com listener map. In fact, you can go there right now, map.freetalklive.com. Take a look at your area of the world and see who else is nearby. See if there are any Free Talk Live listeners in your vicinity. In fact, you might find an old college buddy or an old girlfriend or something like that. We've actually brought people back together as a result of them finding one another on the Free Talk Live listener map. And, of course, it's totally free. It's a lot of fun. Map.freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give me a call toll-free, 888-532-4604, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're going to continue a conversation about endangered species. Now, when you talk about endangered species, people get emotional. People get concerned. I mean, because we don't want these animals to die. They're little helpless animals. I mean, they should be protected, shouldn't they?
Oh, yes, animals should be protected.
I agree. I think animals deserve to be protected, which is why I don't want to put them in the hands of the slipshod crap can government that we have.
Well, I mean, it's not just this government that we have.
Any government.
Governments are incapable of protecting animals.
So, what, I mean,
as effectively as
they're incapable of protecting anybody.
No, I mean, come on, I think the government, you know, the government goes out, it buys a huge plot of land, and they've got this, you know, a conservancy, they build a conservancy, I mean, and then...
They call it a national park.
You know, national park and whatnot, and then, you know, they're protecting the animals, right? I mean, until, like...
Well, they are protecting them, until, they're just not doing it as well
until,
as I could.
Until, like, Exxon comes along and says, well, you have lots of oil there on that land, maybe we could make a deal. Maybe...
It'll be better if Exxon owns the land. Then the caribou can get near the pipeline and be
no,
warm.
No, they don't. Exxon doesn't want to buy the land outright. I mean, the government already owns the land. Why would they want to buy the land?
No.
That way, what they should do, what Exxon can do, is just rent the land. The government will just rent the land. That way, the government feels they're making more money. They're just renting the land. They allow Exxon
to get money and keeping the land.
Right, right. So Exxon then has no incentive.
Nor does Exxon have any risk either. I mean, they're just a renter at that point. Right. They don't care what they do to the land because they're not going to have to sell it down the line.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't say necessarily Exxon, even though they have, you know, they've just, I brought them up because they have a horrible environmental record, but, you know, Joe Schmo Oil Company, let's
sure.
say.
You or know, some logging company.
You know, if they're renting the land, they treat the land like renters.
Yeah. Well, in this case...
if they own the land, they've got an incentive to get maximized value.
And if you own animals, you have an incentive to maximize value. You have an incentive to protect those animals, just like I will protect the studio beast. I mean, as you know, if she's around and somebody's threatening her, I will protect the studio beast because I love her and I don't want to see her get hurt, just like people that own their animals don't want to see them get hurt. But let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to David in Pennsylvania. Now, David, we're talking about extinction. Were you suggesting that cows could possibly go extinct before we went away? I wasn't quite sure what you were trying to communicate there.
I was just saying that Mother Nature decides what she wants to do with stuff. So if she so decides that she just doesn't like cows and that they should die, then they're going to die.
Sure. If there could always be some sort of a plague, I suppose, absolutely. But in that case, at least then human science will be working against it and trying to fight Mother Nature as much as possible in that case.
Right.
Cow plague. do you agree with us that people can protect animals better than the government can?
I believe in some cases.
In some cases. Can you give any exception?
Yeah. The main problem that I see with private owners is that they'll take them out of their natural habitat. And a lot of animals are very selective about who they will mate with. And part of that goes into their natural habitat. So if they're not living in the natural community, they're not going to mate as much.
That's an interesting point. What you're talking about, for instance, might be dogs or
panda bears.
Or something that are shoved into cages. You're talking about like a factory-style situation where animals are most definitely not even in anything close to a natural habitat, right?
Well, that, even a zoo. Zoos have a lot of trouble with...
panda bears.
Yeah, and also gorillas. Gorillas are very, very hard to mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
have you
watching CNN
seen
this
what female gorillas look like? I wouldn't screw them either.
So I see what you're saying there, and I have to say that if you were in charge of it, David, if you owned these animals, then perhaps maybe you'd come up with some revolutionary new ideas. Maybe you'd be free to, you know, come up with something that would allow these animals to mate. The free market could, I think, very easily protect these beasts, much better than them just dwindling, the amount of them dwindling from poachers killing them off as our government sits there and taps its fingers about it.
I think that that would generally just have to be something you have to study, and the government has to allow that, unfortunately.
The government should allow people to study animals, own animals, and sell them and kill them if necessary. Thanks for the call, David. 800-259-5791.
Johnson? I just want to know how many more adjectives you have for animals just, you know, fettered away in your... You're like, these beasts. These little critters.
Animals.
The wildlife. The, yeah, the fauna wild, of wildlife. The
fauna's
the
like... Yeah. Those aren't animals.
Those fauna. Are all nouns. Fauna is animals.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought those were... Okay, flora and fauna.
Right. Flora and fauna.
Let's talk to Chris.
I just wanted to say, you know, I was watching CNN News this morning, and I was marveling at the baby panda that they just had in captivity.
Okay, the one baby panda they've ever had.
There are not many pandas in this world.
All he was trying to do was make the point that some animals... And like, I can make an even more salient point. Let's talk about blue whales for a second.
You. Blue whales.
Blue whales.
Okay.
Protect those with private ownership, would you?
Is there somebody there? Chris in Texas? I think he hung up. Sorry, Chris. 800-259-5791. Call back. Blue whales. What about blue
protect
whales?
Those with private ownership. Get into an imaginary libertarian world and protect blue whales with private ownership.
Sure. Great.
Go ahead.
I think that would be excellent. We probably have a lot more blue whales.
And what are you going? How are you going to own them?
Tags, radio frequency identification.
Like you.
Like they're tagged. I think a lot of blue whales are tagged now. They track them. They're following them around.
So you like, you know, this is my blue whale. Who do you buy them from?
I don't know. I think you know. Actually,
a homestead a whale.
That's whales. There's so many. There's so few whales. I would assume that like actually like a corporation would buy them. It would be like an adopt a road program. You'd adopt a whale.
That's obviously a tough issue, man, and I've got somewhat of an answer here for you, but obviously the bigger the beast gets, the more difficult
it
is.
And if it lives in water.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about water, because there's lots of other animals in water that are important to talk about, but we'll get to that. First, let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson in Manwich. Hello.
If I'm in the business selling tiger skins or what have you, what... As a business entrepreneur, what's more of an incentive for me to take advantage of the animals that are already there or try to go through all the expense of setting up like a tiger farm, for instance, you know?
Well, it's probably, that would come to the point where the same thing was probably said by, you know, people out in the West that said, I don't need cows, there's buffalo all over the place. And then at some point or another... That doesn't really work. And
well, here's the other problem.
It's really expensive when it comes to tigers. Like, you can imagine how difficult it would be to go shoot a tiger right now. Whereas, on the other hand, growing that tiger, it's relatively simple.
Well, plus, what you're suggesting is it's easier for you to go and shoot a tiger versus raise one and then kill it, right?
Right, it'd be a lot cheaper.
However,
I think sharks are probably a better example. I mean,
sharks are a better example.
You know?
Okay,
yeah,
but Chris, remember this: we're talking about a world, and we're talking about a country in which animal ownership would be encouraged and totally legal. So you're going to have to kill somebody's tiger, right? You're going to kill a tiger owned by somebody, and if you try and come and kill my tiger, you just might get yourself shot. Now, is that worth it, Chris?
I don't know. You're saying like all animals should be in cages or in...
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't say that at all. I could have 50 acres that the animals could roam around in, just like the Nature Conservancy does. People actually do these things.
Well, some places, like in Australia, you can buy, like, thousands of acres. I mean, you just buy huge amounts of land.
They buy big plots of land, and then they protect the animals on them. And those are natural areas and habitats. Chris, great call. Thanks, man. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go to the bulletin board system. We have over 1,000 people interacting there. Over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's on the house, totally free. freetalklive.com. So you take control of the phones. We go to Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, this info, it comes from the FBI, so I can't guarantee its accuracy. But anyway, you always talk about crooked cops. Well, Ian, right?
Yeah.
And you're planning on moving to the free state?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Okay.
I did some research, and it turns out that New Hampshire, the free state, has less cops per capita than any state except Oregon.
Really?
What's the crime rate?
I think it's fourth lowest or the first lowest.
It's definitely the lowest crime rate in the Northeast, no doubt about it. And that's excellent. So the lowest amount of cops per 1,000 people, is that right?
Right. It's got 1.6 cops. Or 100,000. I mean, excuse me, for 1,000 people.
Well, it must be because New Hampshire is the lowest population state in the union, right?
No, it's not the lowest.
No?
Like 42nd or something.
I don't understand.
It's just that they don't spend a lot of money on that. Isn't that amazing? Wait, you're suggesting that to have low crime, we don't need to have a lot of cops running around? Is that your suggestion, Keith?
Well, it turns out that Louisiana, according to this, this is of 2003. I know a lot of the cops have deserted since then. But apparently Louisiana has the highest per capita with 3.6 cops per capita. So.
Wow, yeah, and there's plenty of crime there.
Yeah, New Orleans is supposed to be one of the most dangerous cities in America. So.
Well, not anymore. Now it's just dangerous for you to get wet. Keith, anything else on your mind?
No, that's really it.
Good call. Good information.
We'll post this to the Free Talk Live PBS.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you. Good info.
Thanks, Keith. 800-259-5791. So you can't... That's pretty revolutionary. I mean, that idea right there, because a lot of people think more cops means more safety, right? I mean, that's kind of a... typical comparison people draw in their minds.
Does seem like a fair comparison.
When, in fact, that's just not the case. What equates more safety is more freedom. More freedom specifically in the area of gun ownership. And I know you got some statistics on that, Johnson. We'll get to those in a little bit. But let's go to Adam in Maryland, who wants to take control of the show. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Excellent, Adam. What's up?
I just want to comment about the last call.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Don't you think maybe it's because the areas are just safer, that they need less cops?
No.
The areas are safer? How so?
I don't know. Like maybe Baltimore City, you know, has a lot more crime, therefore they need more cops, or mm-hmm. you know, versus Baltimore County.
But cops don't really prevent crime. I mean, cops actually have a strength. There's kind of this funny thing about cops. They tend to encourage crime. You ever notice that?
I don't know.
I'd be more... Now that Keith's gone, of course, I know he's posting the statistics on our BBS, but I'd be interested to see, well, how many cops do they have in Washington, D.C.? How many cops per thousand in the big crime-ridden cities like New York City and Washington, D.C.? I bet there's a lot of cops per thousand in those cities. And what we're talking about is a per-thousand rate, so population's not a factor here.
The other problem here is that most crime in this country... is nonviolent. So
this is true.
The same activities are going on all over the place because people are doing things that people want to do, like
drugs,
prostitutes, you know, prostitution, gambling, you know, whatever types of freaky sex acts that they're doing that, you know, apparently are illegal. And when there's more cops, they just catch more of that going on. It doesn't really matter. The crazies, the true crazies, the violent criminals, the true thugs, the rapists, they're just kind of scattered. I mean, there are going to be more of them in a more highly populated area, but really, there are going to be a lot of them in the boondocks, too.
And those criminals aren't afraid of cops as much as they are afraid of individuals with weapons who aren't afraid to defend themselves. And that's what New Hampshire has over all these other states. They have gun freedom there.
Right. Cops are easy to spot. You can tell them they got the shiny badge and the nice pressed clothes and usually the gut. No, that's not. That's being mean.
Well,
but you can usually tell the cops. Their cars are real easy to see. They got blue lights that flash on the top. The guy with the gun and his jacket, you don't know who he is.
Yeah. Nobody's going to go carjack a cop. But they'll try and carjack some random schmo in a car, you never know who you're going to get. You never know what caliber weapon he's going to be carrying at that time. And so that's what keeps people safe is gun ownership.
I definitely agree with less gun control. We need it here in Maryland. Let me get to my question.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to a few of the archives, and it's you guys talk about legalizing drugs. Which drugs do you want to legalize?
Every single one. And actually, decriminalization is a better word because legalize, well, it's acceptable. That legalize means to take out of the black market and to put in the hands of government regulators. Decriminalize just means get rid of the laws and let the marketplace handle it.
I'll take legalization a little more quickly than these guys
I'll
will.
I'll take it.
Because
I just want to clarify that, you know, a lot of times people use the term legalize without knowing what it means. I mean, did you really know what it meant?
No, I didn't know about the government control part about that.
Yeah, well, think about prescription drugs, for instance. A lot of people would like to legalize marijuana and make it into a prescription drug. I don't know about you, Adam, but if I want to smoke some pot, I don't want to have to go talk to a doctor in order to get it.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I think marijuana is less harmful to you than tobacco. And I was actually reading about in 2001, Supreme Court was basically, I don't know about recent court cases, but they said, you know, we don't buy that argument, although there were all these doctors saying there are medicinal purposes for it.
I also think that, for example, with legalization versus decriminalization, I think, for example, if you were to take tobacco, we have cigarettes now, if you were to take tobacco and instead of having it be legal, which is what it is now,
mm-hmm.
get rid of all the regulations and all that stuff on tobacco, get rid of all the taxes, and then the private industry and private markets would be forced to do all the education about why tobacco is bad. Instead of the government, instead of that money being stolen from people and put into these, you know, ads like Truth or whatever, it would be private companies that would be responsible for it. And, like, for example, businesses like gas stations and whatever else, drugstores, wherever you would buy your cigarettes from, consumers would hold them responsible for putting up the signs and advertising to people that these are dangerous.
Also, since you mentioned tobacco, Johnson, let's talk about how legal tobacco is. You can't go and grow your own tobacco in the states where all the tobacco companies are.
Right.
You have to have a license to do it. Now, you know about licensing, right, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a protection racket. So, old R.J. Reynolds and whatever, Philip Morris, they don't want you getting in on their game because they've been in on the tobacco game for decades. And they don't want some upstart like Adam coming in and starting to grow his own tobacco and roll his own cigarettes.
Heck no, it's illegal to grow your own tobacco.
It's illegal,
and if
yeah.
it was legal, who do you think would be growing all the marijuana? Those same guys.
Yeah, exactly. So we definitely don't want to legalize drugs. We want to decriminalize drugs, although, again, legalization is okay. Why? Did you have one particular drug in that you did not want to see become legal or decriminalized?
Basically anything that will cause a major health care issue.
Whatever that means.
Also, well, how much you want to bet...
He thinks that in the world that you legalize all drugs, that you will still have socialized health care. And it doesn't seem like
no,
because neither one of the major parties are going to do that, man.
No doubt. And, hey, Adam, great call. Thanks for it. 800-259-5791. This is your show, and literally anything goes. If we get a chance, we will get to some gun statistics. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lygnus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Got gas? No, not post-bean-eating discomfort. I'm talking about the pain that hits you in a more important body part, your wallet. So when I come back, some automotive Rolaids.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your foot. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shumps, and Cragen today.
Talk about heartburn. Americans guzzle 360 million gallons of gas a day. So here are some automotive Rolaids. Let's make it Tums. T is for the best time to fill. Early morning or evening when gas density's greatest. U is for the churning up caused when tankers refill stations. This action stirs up silt that ends up in your fuel filter. so avoid stations with parked tankers. M is for the money saved when you accelerate smoothly. And S is for the second click. Pumping more than that risks overflow of your tank and outflow from your wallet. Well, this is one car clinic minute that's really been a gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Anything goes, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and a brand new Shriner has been added to the website. You can go take a look at her at freetalklive.com. And ladies, if you want to become a part of the Shrine, all you have to do is email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com, but it can't just be any old picture. It has to be one specifically taken for the show. And what I mean by that is it usually manifests itself via a sign, a handmade sign.
Or a tattoo.
That'd be interesting. It'd be a first, most certainly. But, yeah, whatever you can do to prove that you listen to Free Talk Live, usually it involves some sort of writing that says the show name or FTL or Manwich or something like that. And that way we know that you are who you say you are and you're not some fat guy just sending a picture of a woman.
Woman that he found on the Internet.
Right.
So, nudity is a plus. Johnson at freetalklive.com.
No, it is not a beauty contest, ladies. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, and ages and colors have sent their pictures
in. I didn't say anything about, no.
To be part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Liberty Dolly.
Were you?
Really?
What were you wondering about?
I was wondering about, like, whenever... And the value of silver and gold change, like, quite often, as far as I know. How exactly does the Liberty Dolly take care of that? Because, I mean, it seems like the value of the Liberty Dolly is being based off of the silver that it's made out of.
Yes, it is.
So the value of the Liberty Dollar changes.
Yes, right. It does.
It's a silver certificate. So.
Well,
not exactly. Let me, if I may.
Sure.
Let's say for a second you have your choice between a dollar that is, or a $10 bill that is backed up by nothing, and a $10 bill that is backed up by $7.50 worth of silver. Which is more valuable?
I guess the one backed up by the silver.
Well, now it's probably not a perfect system, but it is the best system that we currently have going, right?
Right.
That's how the Liberty Dollar works. They give themselves a cushion, and they're backed up by a certain amount of silver, and I think it's about $7.50. And that's what.
4 years ago, though, or 5 years ago, silver was like $4.50,
right.
$5. And so, therefore, the people that are distributing the Liberty Dollars that purchase them at a discount, you get them at a discount, and then you sell them at the market rate, you actually make a slight profit. You actually make a slight profit when you purchase things with Liberty Dollars. Now, the profit becomes larger the lower the price of silver. So if it's $4.60 to buy an ounce of silver, then the Liberty Dollars might sell at, you know, $8 instead of $9.10. And so therefore you make more money on it. However, what's happening right now is interesting with the Liberty Dollar, and I don't want to go over anybody's head here, but try to follow me on this one.
Okay.
What happens when the value of silver, because the silver piece for the Liberty Dollar is $10, it says $10 on it. Well, what happens when the value of silver goes above $10?
Right.
They have to change the Liberty Dollar. So what they're going to do is, once silver goes above $7.50 for 30 days straight, they're going to change it to a $20 piece instead of a $10 piece, because that's how it's keeping up with inflation. Because that's how the Liberty Dollar is the only currency that actually adjusts its value according to inflation, which is the way things should be.
That way, if you have a certain number of certificates, and for example, if silver doubles, then you trade in your certificates and
for new
twice the money back. New certificates.
You can't do that with Federal Reserve notes, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily the way it should be, but it's the way
that's how you
under
have
a
to
system.
Have it.
It has to be under a system where we have, you know, a fiat currency currently as the major currency in the world.
I would love to see a competitor come up and, you know, rise up and take on the Liberty dollar, because I think competition is great. But as it stands right now, that's really your only other option next to using those dreaded Federal Reserve notes. And by the way, you can get lots more information. It's so in-depth, and this isn't a money show, but I recommend that you go check out dollar.freetalklive.com, Tim, for all the details. That's dollar.freetalklive.com. Is there anything else on your mind?
Not really.
Call.
No.
Thank you, young man. 800-259-5791.
$7.35 today at...
Always price of silver.
Yeah. $7.35.
So the crossover is not going to happen until it goes over $7.50 for 30 days straight.
Anyway. So do we want to mention what I was talking about on break?
Yeah, sure.
About legalization versus decriminalization.
Yeah, let's get back
into that. My theory is that, unfortunately, with legalization versus decriminalization, what would happen is that with legalization, of course, you're putting something in the hands of the government. So what that means
regulate.
Is that the government's going to regulate, which means
because
that they're going to
dangerous.
Want,
you never know.
They're going to want to tax it. And then the other thing that's going to happen is, what is government run by? Lobbyists. Government is run by lobbyists and run by, you know, whoever has got the most money to throw at them. And who has the most money to throw, who's going to want to control
Philip
marijuana?
Philip Morris.
Big tobacco.
R.J. Reynolds.
And I hate using that term because I hate the truth people.
but there is, in fact,
so
a big tobacco. There's basically three major tobacco companies. There's a couple of few minor ones.
Fair enough.
Yeah. and you know, the fact Winston bought the American, you know, whatever
American
that
spirit.
Indian was, American
yeah.
spirit.
Right.
So I mean, what you had was an organically grown tobacco with no stuff in it, and now it's being.
And look at how popular that is.
I don't know. I'm not saying
it's
that
everywhere.
They are, but I'm just saying they haven't been telling the truth about adulterating all the other tobacco up until this point. They buy this other organic brand, and I'm supposed to believe they're not adulterating it. Sorry, I don't. Fortunately, I don't smoke cigarettes enough to care.
Now, my thought is that, you know, if they're throwing enough money at the government's going to say, well, no one else can grow marijuana on their property.
That's more likely. Yeah, that's likely what they'll say.
That's what's going to happen. Well, and sure, like with tobacco now, if people want to grow marijuana on their property, they'll be able to get away with it, I'm sure, as opposed to now.
Yeah, because there won't be helicopter squads flying around looking for
it. Right, exactly, because there won't be
a war on drugs.
It won't be a big enough deal. Now, like with tobacco, you know, people can do this now, but the thing is if you're able to just go buy a pack of cigarettes at the store, and if you were able to buy, for example, marijuana at the store, that's where people would go to get it, because it's convenient, it's easier. And my thought is that if all these tobacco companies are going to be the ones to be in control of marijuana, if it's legalized, what they're going to do is add tobacco. You know, it'll make marijuana addictive, because it's not really all that addictive
now. But
now,
wait a minute. Now, you're not a marijuana smoker. I mean,
I'm not.
I've smoked copious amounts of marijuana, and I've known plenty of people.
I used to smoke it like it was a second job in college.
Yeah. So we've got plenty of experience, right, between the two of us, man, which if marijuana was legalized, and we went to the store together, and there was a pack of marijuana cigarettes on there.
And pretend that I'm wholly unexperienced and have no idea what you're talking
about.
And
we bought that pack of marijuana cigarettes and smoked them, and then we... Because I've smoked marijuana rolled with tobacco. It doesn't taste like marijuana anymore.
He's just saying that, I believe that there are chemicals out there that tobacco companies can put in the marijuana.
But he didn't say chemicals. He said put in tobacco.
No, I said additives.
Put tobacco in
what
there.
What difference
I said
does it make what they put into it to make it more addictive?
But okay, say they put in tobacco in there, and then they have the scientists work on making the tobacco mixed marijuana.
So all they'd have to do is put a
more
chemical.
More like original. Marijuana.
They
put in flavor additives and scent additives.
They'd have
so
to put
a
scentless chemical in, like they put in chemicals into the tobacco. They wouldn't have to add tobacco to the marijuana to make it
addictive. Or maybe they just distill the nicotine and just add that straight in.
I think you're
maybe
paranoia.
They make a hybrid plant that's genetically
paranoia.
Modified.
Your paranoia is well-founded. Not
well-founded
on this one.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on your side.
That's the problem with the legalization versus decriminalization.
Right.
So we need to... It's scary. It's my theory, and I think that's scary. That's why the government's bad. Again, just a perfect example for people of why the government doesn't work.
But regulation protects us. No, it doesn't. It protects you from real choice. It protects you from choosing a variety of different options.
If you don't know what's going on, there are all sorts of things going on behind the scenes. If you didn't know anything about the tobacco industry, you wouldn't know all this was happening.
No, you wouldn't have totally...
totally blindsided.
That's right. More coming back. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Gun Facts coming up.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It will take you over to our friends over at podcastalley.com, where we are currently, I believe, the number three podcast in the world. We're just a matter of a couple dozen votes behind the number two podcast. The number
are we
one
being
podcast.
Beat out by Harry Potter?
Yes, Harry Potter is slamming us this month. And he's already up by like 100 votes.
Well, you got
damn Muggleborn.
This is probably one of the most popular book series of all time.
Isn't the movie coming out soon too?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's the and the Goblet of Fire coming out.
Well, now you kind of sound condescending towards it. Have you seen any of the Harry Potter books?
I have not seen any of them. I'm reading the Goblet of Fire now.
Oh,
really?
What do you want me to do? Send J.K. Rowling?
Have you read all the live read? Have you read all the other books?
I've read two, three.
I'm impressed.
Goblet of Fire is number four. I read five,
I haven't read one and six.
What?
Never mind. 800-259-5791.
Remember, I can crush you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of all that sci-fi stuff. All
right, man. Did you find any interesting gun facts? Because Justin brought in this
slice of it.
Paperwork here.
It's interesting. Gun ownership, 2 in 5 Americans live in gun-owning homes. Two out of five is the same amount of people in Iraq that think it's okay to shoot Americans that are in their country.
Interesting.
2 in every 5 adults, that's 39%, that live in households here in America where one or more guns are owned. One in every six, that's 16%, live in households with a rifle or a shotgun and a pistol.
Ooh, variety.
Yes. These are the results of a Harris poll
of, spice of life.
1,000 adults surveyed by telephone between April and May. The proportion of adults who lived in households with rifles, that's 29%, shotguns, 29%, or pistols, 23%, has not changed significantly since 1996. As a matter of fact, it hasn't changed since 1973.
Wow. So what that says to me, I mean, is the average gun owner owns four guns, from what I've seen in the statistics, mm-hmm. and about 40% of Americans own guns. You know, 38, 39, 40, something like that. It's up in there. Now, what's interesting to me, then, is if it's, you said 20, 20, 20, like around 20 for all the different types of weapons. So yeah. That means the average gun owner owns, like, a pistol and a shotgun, or a rifle and a, you know, a pistol, or, you know, what are the three types or four types of guns?
Shotguns, and
yeah, it's about
pistols,
right.
Or
so they
revolvers.
Own, you know, they own four guns, and they probably own two of each. No, there, or two of each of
there's some
any,
stuff that I don't,
any
some,
two categories
some
of
some numbers I don't particularly like, but apparently gun ownership in households has gone down. You know, but
no
overall,
businesses?
It has gone up.
Right.
Like, more guns are owned, but by fewer people. Understand? So
maybe once the gun owners are living together.
In 1973, 48% of people lived in a home with a gun.
I see.
Now 39% live in a home with a gun, but more guns are owned.
Interesting.
So, you know, the people out there, prickly black porcupines, well, got guns sticking out everywhere.
Republicans are also the most likely over independents or Democrats. I think it's what, Republicans are 48%?
Republicans are more likely. It seems to be pretty evenly spread out between...
It's like 49 to 28. Mm-hmm. 49 Republican, 28% Democrat, 41% independent.
I'd be really interested to see, to break out the libertarian quotient there. Compare Republican gun ownership
to
libertarian.
They're part of independent, so...
I understand that, but to actually look at the amount of... the percentage of Republicans that own guns versus the percentage of libertarians that own guns.
Right, because independence mixes greens, who actually should be called the reds.
independent is meaningless, by the way. It means nothing.
Yeah, it means very little. Basically, 40% of Americans call themselves independent,
right.
And you know as well as I do, they sure don't vote independent.
All independent means is I'm not one of those two.
Yeah.
That's all that means.
And I'm going to vote for one of those two at some point.
Hey, let's get back to endangered species here, because guns are involved with the endangered species.
But more
species
guns owned in the South, boy.
M emails, in regards to your endangered species discussion, what about species that are difficult to breed? For example, if whales were not protected and they were hunted to endangerment, it'd be difficult for a protective organization to breed them to save them. So I'm kind of glad we got back on this, because I didn't even think about it before, but really, are people still poaching whales today?
Oh, look, man!
Yes.
Absolutely. In Japan, they still hunt whales. Somehow, it's like legal that they can hunt a few. And
what are you getting out of
the Eskimos? Blubber. And
for what?
Oil,
people
baleen,
want it.
Teeth, certain chemicals.
Eskimos are allowed to still hunt. American citizens are allowed to hunt whales. So they go out in little like wooden boats.
Native American tribes are still allowed to, but those aren't endangered. That particular species.
Oh, wow.
People are still using whales.
If you can get your little wooden harpoon in some whale, it doesn't matter to you whether it's endangered or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, really, the old reason why whales were being hunted was for their blubber, so you could use it as soap and oil and gasoline, lighting things and that sort of thing. But nobody uses that stuff.
It's like the Inuit, isn't it?
Inuit.
People don't use whales for those products anymore. I'm really honest.
Well,
what products can you make from a whale?
Those particular tribes, it's just their lifestyle. I mean, that's their food, it's their living, that's how they live.
Those tribes,
so
we're talking about
cultural.
Japan, where they... use
culture.
Like explosive harpoons and things like that. You know what? I can't tell you. I don't have any idea what the Japanese hunt whales for, but they damn sure do, because Greenpeace is always out there chasing them around in that damn rainbow warrior.
But if people would be able to own those whales, but how are they going to protect them? Because you can tag the whales with radio frequency, and you could follow them around with a boat if you wanted to.
Yeah, well,
you can have cameras on your whales, so if they get hauled up on the boat.
Well, hold on there, Manwich, because let's think about the money on this. How much money? What's the budget for the Endangered Species Administration?
Whatever it is, it is ridiculously
high.
It's
probably millions.
And mostly wasted.
It's probably millions, if not billions of dollars. How much money does Greenpeace and the like organizations spend lobbying government for more regulations every year? Probably millions. Mm. Millions. So if they took all those millions, if they were, first of all, the members of Greenpeace, were
put
able
them
to
on
keep
several
their
boats
millions,
and arm the boats?
Were able to keep their millions and invest them wherever they wanted to, give more to Greenpeace. Greenpeace could take all the money they spend on lobbyists now and, yeah, buy boats and harpoons and go out and defend the whales.
Life monitoring equipment. If the whale's life expires, then they look at the shipping routes, the track where the boat was that hauled up the whale,
yeah,
and they sue them.
And this is just what we're thinking of here on this show.
You killed our whale.
Really, we don't even really care that much about the whales. But the people that do will figure out ways to protect them. This is Free Talk Live. Coming back with more. Take control of the show.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. If you want to get on, now's the time to make that call, because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Boy, do we have lots of free stuff on our website. In fact, there's no members area. I mean, if you go to all those other talk show websites, you'll find that they want you to pay $5 a month in order to get in order to be in the backstage pass or the 24/7. And then you paying them $5 a month to get their archives. Well, we give you 7 months' worth of archives for free right on the front page of the site. We give you the Shrine of
the Master. That's not accurate. There's a members area. There is a members area. Slant. We give our members
more. There's an exclusive
more,
forum. There's an
but
exclusive
we give
forum.
A whole bunch of other people, you know, stuff. And but you know, let's be clear, in that forum, people get different episodes that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise. So it's not accurate anymore. It used to be accurate. It's not accurate anymore.
It's not
anymore.
Really a members area. It's more like an exclusive
for
it's just not accurate anymore. You have to like redefine that diction from what you know.
We're talking about is the AMP program: advertise, market, and promote. And they're not really necessarily memberships, as they are sponsorships of the show in a way.
That's true.
For $3 a month. We're going to take that money and turn it right around into advertising Free Talk Live and advertise, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. It's not going to a man with his paycheck, unlike those other talk shows where they're definitely benefiting.
They're not giving me any money either.
Yeah, no doubt. So the point of AMP is to promote the show. We want to get Free Talk Live and the message of freedom and liberty on as many stations, radio stations, as many internet connections as possible, and it takes money. Money that we just don't have right now. So that's why we've turned to you. So we ask him for $3 a month. If he can't afford it, don't worry. You still get all the archives and the bulletin board system and everything else that we have at the site for free. If you do have $3 a month, then you will get access to the exclusive Amplifiers forum on the BBS. And you'll also get access to the classic archives. We're re-releasing, basically, the original season of episodes right now. The very first Free Talk Live season from way back in our FM days from 3 years ago. They're only being released to Free Talk Live amplifiers. We had one of our amplifiers say, this is so worth, $5 a month. She's paying $5, but all we're asking for is $3.
It's great. You get to hear Ian back when he used to puke. Classic archive.
I love some puke.
Oh, I love listening to those other episodes just to listen to how you pronounce your T's.
That was before.
Free Talk Live.
Yes. Get into the zone.
Get into the zone.
That's what I get for going to college for radio. I went to college for radio and they taught me to over enunciate. And then when I started over enunciating in the business,
everything is fantastic.
Finally, one of my coworkers came up and said, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, sound awful.
Yeah, it was awful. But anyway, you can hear it.
You can hear it.
Actually, the show was pretty darn good.
The show's good. Just Ian's good. P's and P's.
So, amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, let's finish up this email here from M. He says, plants and certain other animal species are easier to grow and breed in captivity. Also, would private funding be enough incentive for these organizations to protect these species? Absolutely.
Well, private funding is incentive for organizations to do everything.
They already are doing this. See, that's the key. The Nature Conservancy already owns preserves. They already own acres and acres of wildlife areas.
And the great thing is if the government got out of it, people would be more likely to be like, oh, no!
Yeah, well, the average family, I think, is going to take home an extra $10,000 a year if we got rid of the income tax.
Huge amount of money.
Well,
they'd be like,
we need to protect the animals. Give it to the organizations to do it. Well, if you had an extra $10,000 a year, what would you do with it? Whatever you wanted to. We're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.